Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm really glad to see you here today. It's always good to be here. The reason I say that is because those people who study these things tell me that there are a couple of Sundays in the church year when attendance is very low. Today is one of those days when attendance is the lowest. And so that's why I'm happy to see that you are here. Christmas, you see, is always well attended. Easter is always well attended. So why do you suppose it is that then the following Sunday attendance is not so good? Well, we can speculate. Who can resist the picture of that baby in a manger on Christmas Eve? Who can resist that idea of the shepherds out in the field being sung to by angels? And who can resist thinking about those shepherds coming to the manger and worshiping? And who can resist the idea of that bright shining star over that manger? Those are things that it's easy to get yourself wrapped around with and excited about. Christmas is indeed a sentimental and a sweet event, and that's good. But that's not life. The readings for today kind of bring us back to the reality of why it is that Christ is here in the first place. Today we get an old man who's been waiting for the Christ to come for perhaps decades. Today we get an old woman who's a prophetess, who's lived in the temple most of her adult life, most likely for decades at least. Surely not everything they said is recorded, so we can only wonder what kinds of things they might have said to Joseph and to Mary, but we read in the text that what they said made Mary and Joseph marvel at what was said about their son, Jesus. But there are some things recorded that they did say. We hear about Simeon, who was moved by the Holy Spirit to go to the temple that day. He'd been waiting for perhaps decades for the Holy Christ child to come, for the Messiah to be there. He'd been promised that he would see that Messiah before he died. And so when he comes, he sees Jesus and he publicly declares that Jesus is in fact the Messiah. And he gives thanks. He says, "Thank you that I've been allowed to live long enough to see this Messiah, that I have seen with my own eyes God's salvation." And then he says something we say frequently, "Now I am ready to depart in peace." How often do we wish God's peace to people? And we know, too, that Anna gives thanks for Jesus because we read that in the text for today. And she, too, declares that Jesus is, in fact, the Messiah for all of the people who were around her who were listening. And those are some really nice things. But then we get to the harder things that we read in the text today. Something that's not part of the Christmas story that we'd like to think about. But Simeon says some pretty hard things to Mary. He says that her heart will be pierced by a sword. He says that she will know grief and pain because of this child that she now holds in her arms. And because of that, maybe it's a good thing that all of the folks that were here last Sunday are not here. Perhaps they're not quite ready to hear that yet. Today, you see, is a really mature Christmas for us to celebrate. Today is not for the folks who spent all of their energies coming up for Christmas hype. Today is not for those who tossed out their Christmas with a tree last Tuesday. Today is more for a celebration of joy that does not fade, like Christmas fades for a lot of people. Today is Christmas for the folks who looked at all the presents under the tree that they gave and that they received and saw them as a reflection of the greatest gift of all, the gift of Jesus' birth. Christians find in those gifts an echo, a reverberation, if you will, of the greatest story and the greatest mystery of all time. The world often looks at those same gifts without that perspective, and they get rather depressed because the excitement of Christmas is all gone, and all they have to look forward to here in Oregon is gray skies and rain and cold and credit card bills. That's all they end up looking forward to. To us, we know that God has given us a great gift, a very precious gift, and today we still feel that joy, and we cheerfully are here to sing God's praises to Him once again. Today we see Jesus actually begin His work here on earth. In the last two verses of our gospel lesson for today, we read this: "And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong and filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him." Jesus is not yet a month or 2 months old when we read this text, and yet he has already demonstrated his obedience to the law. He has shed his first drops of blood in his circumcision. He has been given the name Jesus as commanded by the angel. And now he comes to keep a promise to Simeon. And as a result of that promise, Simeon has confidence in his eternity. And both Anna and Simeon have publicly declared and acknowledged that Jesus is the Messiah. He has already begun his work as that Messiah, as our Savior. So what is it that these texts might say to us today, this mature day of Christmas? What do Simeon and Anna have to say to us? What does Paul say in the epistle lesson to us in his letter to the Galatians? What do Isaiah's words have to do with today, after all? Starting with the Old Testament, Isaiah speaks of rejoicing in the Lord. Both Anna and Simeon rejoice in this baby that has come to the temple today. That word rejoicing has several different meanings. One of those is joyful. Simeon and Anna are joyful that the Messiah has finally come. Another of those meanings of rejoicing is elated. Simeon and Anna are elated that they have gotten to see the salvation of the world. And they look forward to Jesus' triumph over sin and death. And they delight in his presence. And they tell his parents things about him that make them marvel. Isaiah speaks too of his soul being exalted. Exalting means some other things as well. To put those in other words, Isaiah speaks of his soul taking pride in this prophesied Messiah. Isaiah speaks of his own soul reveling in the coming of God. Isaiah speaks of his soul gloating over the promised Messiah. And why is he rejoicing? And why is his soul excited? Because God will clothe Isaiah, and God will clothe us with garments of salvation. Isaiah and our soiled and sinful clothing of this world will be made white as snow through the blood of Christ. Because of this Messiah, it will make him and us like an all decked out young man who's going to be married with a beautiful headdress on, or like a bride who is all decked out in jewels. Because Christ came at Christmas, we too can rejoice that the Messiah came into the world. Our souls can exult in this baby that comes to the temple today, that came to us in Christmas, that is here with us today. And in the epistle lesson, Paul says to us that God kept his promise made through the prophets. God sent Jesus at just the right time. Those are the words that Paul says. At just the right time, Jesus came into the world. At just the right time, God sent his son that we might be adopted as God's part of God's family. Paul says that Jesus came so that we might be part of his family, that we might be able to call him Abba Father, that we might be able to call him Daddy. Do you remember calling your father Daddy and how much that meant to you, how close you felt to him? That's what Paul is talking about today. And in the gospel lesson, both Anna and Simeon remind us that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. He's the one who was long promised by God, the one who has come to make people marvel at all the things that he would be doing, the one who has come to bring salvation to all people who believe in him. Jesus came, and as we see today, he is the one who kept the law perfectly, so that we who cannot keep the law at all are not eternally condemned by that law, but rather we can be assured that we have eternal life and salvation in the resurrection of Christ. Because of that little baby that we read about today in the temple, that little baby that Mary holds in her arms, we can be joyful that that Messiah has come to us again this Christmas. We can be elated that we too receive God's salvation. We can be confident of our hope, of that confident expectation in the joy of heaven. Because of this little baby, you and I can put our trust in God. We can place our whole life in his hands. We can put our eternity into his hands. Because of this little baby, you can trust God. Because of this child, you can depart in peace today, knowing that you are a child of God. Because of this little baby, when your life nears an end, like Simeon's was, you can, at that point, also depart in peace, because you know that salvation and eternal life are yours because of that little baby. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.